So, you know, it's kind of interesting that when it comes to giving birth and going fishing, people talk in terms of how long and how much did it weigh. Right?
And usually that's they exaggerate just a, yeah, just a bit.
Sure, sure. Well, at least in the fishing one,
it's
kind
of like the Tim Hawkins bit where he's talking about, like, hand raising in church, and it's like, my fish was this big. Yeah. Like, that's one of the postures.
Yeah.
Well, one mom in Australia may say, my baby was this big, because a baby just entering the world is already in the record books.
Really?
Yes.
When was this child born?
An Australian mom gave birth to a baby weighing...
Okay.
I want you to guess.
20 pounds.
No, not 20.
Oh.
17 pounds, 8 ounces.
One of the problems with asking people to guess is if they exceed the amount, you
then
feel
we
like,
ruined
well,
it. No, how
12
much?
Pounds and 6 ounces, 12? Which is a world record.
Wait, is it 12 pounds or 12 kilograms?
12 pounds.
12 pounds?
12 pounds and 6
That's
ounces.
A big
28-year-old
baby.
Nikki Bell did not use pain relief during the birth of her son, Parker James Bell. Can we all collectively scream?
Oh my goodness. She's amazing.
It's probably like they didn't have to send out birth announcements because everybody could just hear the scream.
Right.
So
labor lasted for 2.5 hours. Mom says she's pretty
two
sure
and a half hours.
All childbirths hurt no matter what the size of the baby.
Bless that woman.
2.5 hours. I'm
You know, for the rest of his life, Parker's going to hear about this every time he screws up. It's like, you don't even know, son.
Wow. That's a quick, wow. Okay, that I salute you.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name? Pepper?
You know, did we get, yeah, Nikki Bell.
Nikki Bell, that's
yeah,
it.
28 years.
Nikki Bell.
Mm-hmm.
You...
I didn't know the record. I mean, I figured it doesn't surprise me they keep records on such things.
Oh,
but yeah, 12 pounds.
Wow.
Our largest child was 8 pounds, 8 ounces.
Yeah.
So.
We had a 10-9.
10-9 is
Cooper,
good size.
Cooper's a big fella.
Yeah.
So. Lindsay's a good woman.
In angler's terms, this baby was a lunker.
A lunker, yeah.
Isn't it true, though? Fish and babies, right?
Right, yeah. Absolutely. It's so true.
As you enjoy your morning coffee, you might remember it is cappuccino day today.
Is it really?
Yeah, cappuccino. Huh. This coffee trend was first documented in Italy as a coffee topped with whipped cream and a dash of cinnamon.
Well, that sounds delicious. Uh-huh. Might have to go get me a cappuccino today, Mark.
So as the holidays come up, if you are the host or hostess, it can mean a lot of work, right? And you want the quality family time, but sometimes you feel like being Mary and you're a little bit more like Martha because you have so much work to do. There is a solution, friends.
Is there?
It's called Christmas Tinner. For the worst Christmas meal ever, you can get a full day, not just a meal, but you can get your Christmas dinner as a Christmas Tinner and you can get a full day of meals in a can.
This does not sound as appetizing as I would hope for my Christmas dinner.
It's
with a D.
Christmas Tinner is a full-on holiday meal that comes in a can developed by a guy named Chris Godfrey. It's a 9-layer, 3-course festival feast. It is not a joke. This is actually in existence, Alvo.
And people, I mean, the gamers, right? I mean, this is with them in mind.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you can't tear yourself away from the new console or the new game that you just got for Christmas Day, you can get a 3-course meal. With
sounds
9 layers,
so
all from a can. So, you know how cat food looks when you kind of glop it out, or cranberries, when it's like, oh, I didn't know cranberries looked like Jell-O.
Yeah.
When you get them out of the can, this is what it looks like, but there are layers of brown and orangish and sort of a vomit green, and then a few other few
really
other colors in there.
It.
The canned meal really does contain breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Would you like to know what's part of this festival
sure.
feast?
Sure.
All right. Obviously, a scrambled egg and bacon layer sits on top.
Okay.
Followed by 2 mincemeat pies, turkey and potatoes, gravy, bread sauce, cranberry sauce, Brussels sprouts or broccoli with stuffing, roast carrots and parsnips, and Christmas pudding.
Do you actually get an option or is it also mixed together? You just can't tell if it's Brussels sprouts or broccoli.
I think depending on the depth of consumer interest in this, they may have more options.
If you're a gamer who doesn't like to blend your food, this is not for you, obviously. But otherwise.
I'm thinking like I'm working Thanksgiving here at the station. Maybe I should do this like for my meal as I'm
here. Whatever happened to smoothies? This is just... But it comes in a can.
It reminds me of one of those end of the world type thing, you know,
right.
saving the food,
this
kind
is
of
like
the
a
ready meal.
Survivalist.
Have
yeah.
it in
yeah.
a can. It'll be good That's, years from now.
Caleb, I think, had a moment of panic. So I'm going to panic everyone else out there, too, because I just stated it so bluntly. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today.
Mm. Yeah, it's coming quick.
2 weeks from today.
And so I'm excited for Thanksgiving, but also this year we are celebrating Christmas on the Saturday after Thanksgiving because of things with family schedules.
Sure.
So I've got a lot of shopping to do.
Happens. Well,
I'm excited.
With that in mind, as everyone's out there cooking, don't overcook your turkey. Maybe don't get it in a can either. This is the Afters with Well Done.
You're in the Wib Wake Up Show, and we are all parents. We've all had or have small children. And from the moment that you first announce that you're expecting a little one, people come out of the woodwork to offer advice. It's a blessing and a curse sometimes.
Right.
But there are some things that I think the general populace forgets to mention. This was pointed out by a blogger mom. So some of the things that totally change when you have a child. It will take you at least 5 hours to watch any movie.
So true. You will rush through all of your meals as if you were in an eating contest.
You'll compare and contrast your baby against all others and think yours is the best baby ever.
Things they don't mention where you're going to have a child. Since your baby wants to mimic you, you will be forced to hand over expensive electronics and pray they won't be ruined.
You'll make baby noises you did not know were possible in an effort to just elicit a smile from your baby.
Your newfound interest in poop will frighten you when, how much, color, consistency. You may talk about poop more than anything else.
And it just seems normal. No matter how much baby-proofing you do, your baby will find the one thing that you didn't baby-proof.
You're so worried about what and when your child eats, you can forget to eat yourself, or there's just no time to eat. You may find yourself standing in front of the fridge holding your baby and stuffing string cheese into your mouth.
You think airport security was bad before?
And finally, yep. Things they don't tell you when you're about to have a baby, you will realize that you never knew this kind of deep, abiding love until now.
So
bless you, parents.
So
I know
true.
Many of you are so, so tired here in the morning. We pray for you and we love you. Well, yeehaw! We're going to round up some guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs?
In Nebraska.
Of course.
Hey, it's not for everyone.
Animal control officers in the great state of Nebraska said they captured 11 guinea pigs so far, and more are still on the loose in a particular residential neighborhood.
What?
What happened?
Guinea pigs.
God bless animal control officers, because it's not always just a cat stuck up a tree. They said the small animals were spotted wandering loose after a pet owner living near 58th and South Streets, wherever this is, released them outside in late October. Not
Why
cool.
Why would they do that? Poor guinea pigs.
Officer Beal, one of the animal control officers, said an officer attempted to capture some of the animals about a week ago, but the rodents proved, quote, too skittish to round up. You
they
don't want to spook a guinea pig.
Okay, I have a guinea pig. They're hard to catch, okay? You lose a guinea pig, good luck.
If you put that on your resume, guinea pig wrangler, I feel like that's going to take you places.
But now they're not as small as a hamster. What makes them so hard?
Well, they're small. They're bigger, mm-hmm. but they're fast. Mm. If they want to get away from you, they are fast and they scurry. They're so little scurrying scurriers.
You wouldn't
scurriers.
Know that because typically, right, they're in somebody's cage. Or
your company
comes over, you bring them out. But
right.
I mean, Who sees a guinea pig running around?
They have a surprising burst of speed.
They really
do. They're agile.
Well, they're a prey animal, so anything that's coming at them from up above, they think it's going to eat them. So
instinct.
Yeah.
Officer Beal says officials believe at this time that 8 guinea pigs remain on the loose in the Nebraska neighborhood.
One person this many guinea pigs out?
Yeah. How many did they have?
Okay, here's what I've just got to say. Guinea pigs, they... there's going to be a lot more guinea pigs if they mix those males and females together. There's just so many more guinea pigs. Yeah. Hope they catch them.
God bless you, Nebraska.
Good luck. I mean, it's not for everybody, but it's for the guinea pig
lovers.
Could
be their new theme, Home of the Guinea Pigs.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.